throughout County Donegal, the ETB put in study hubs with internet access to enable people to use those if their own home internet wasn't good enough. That was an example. The community development companies benefited. They did something similar. They boosted their own access to the internet, or they bought devices that they could share out to people. And there were many schemes around the county that benefited from it last year. The fund is increased by 20% this year. It's up to 10 million this year. So it should make a big difference, particularly in light of the fact that Donegal Education and Training Board is going to be working to advance the adult literacy, numeracy and digital strategy for the department and for Sullis over the course of the next couple of years.
And obviously it is very important for a county like Donegal, which under the National Broadband Plan is still by no means fully covered, and there are, as you've indicated, there are large swathes of Donegal where broadband access is a problem, and the provision of these hubs and support to access those hubs remains very, very vital indeed.
Yes, and we found out to our cost during COVID that we needed to have better access to digital infrastructure and to digital devices, and that's what this grant was about. And the fact that it's come again this year is really welcome from the Education and Training Board's point of view, because it allows that the community education facilitators in Donegal, under the Director of Further Education and Training, Rona Gallagher, and Martina Needham, who's the Adult Education Officer, that they'll make sure that this money gets well spent and that the grants go to where they're needed most.